Welcome to One World Conversations Climate Change. My name is Jonathan Leeming. COP26 has just finished. It's the 26th year that we've been bickering over climate change and our responsibilities for mitigating our effects on planet Earth. Unfortunately, because of our inaction, right now has never been a more important period in human history, where we need to understand what climate change means to us as individuals, how best can we manage its effects, and what can we do as individuals to reduce greenhouse gas emissions through our daily lifestyle choices. There is an ancient elephant in the room, a woolly mammoth that exists when any group of people get together to discuss the human effects on planet Earth. It divides mankind, prevents progress, fosters political bantering, destroys natural resources, and it causes many a heated debate. Even though we see climate change and its effects as an environmental issue, it is just as much a social injustice. Whether you believe that climate change is caused by humans or not is up to you. It's happening whether you choose to disown the responsibility, use it for political pandering, generating profits, social justification, or leveraging it for moral action. Studies of the social aspects of climate change debate have highlighted a clear connection between climate change denial and social and economic privilege. It's easier to deny reality than to admit that your values and beliefs are wrong. And there can be no doubt from any side of the fence that the climate is not what it used to be. However, many people do not alter their views to fit the facts. They alter the facts to fit their views. If we continue to argue over the source of climate change, even though we have all the science, we are doomed to become victims of our own procrastination and blinding ignorance. For many, the complexities of the science behind climate change represent a barrier to understanding its root cause. In the past, climate predictions have been rather abstract, vague, and futuristic. Just because we do not fully understand the science does not mean we should dismiss climate change altogether. You probably have a cell phone and enjoy the convenience that it affords, yet very few of us understand exactly how this technology works. Wayne Dyer said, "The highest form of ignorance is when you reject something that you know nothing about." There are many things that we have to rely upon expert advice to believe in. You don't have to drink poison and die just to convince yourself that it is poison. Climate change is disrupting the Earth's systems, which is having a profound effect upon all of us. Justin Trudeau said, "There is no country on the planet that can walk away from the challenges and realities of climate change." Life on Earth has endured disruptions before. The Earth's history is pockmarked with natural global extinction events that have annihilated 99.8% of all the animal and plant species that have ever existed. Nature will adapt to changes in climate, as it has done since the first known signs of life 3.85 billion years ago. The question is, how will humanity cope after we reach the Earth's tipping point? The social impacts of climate change will be far-reaching, but particularly profound amongst the poorer communities. According to the United Nations, the most important social changes will be seen in the basic requirements for health, clean air, safe drinking water, food, and shelter. Disease will spread into new areas of the world. In some parts of the world, agricultural crops will wither and die as a result of drought, while in other areas, crops will be swept away by floods. As regions of the world become uninhabitable, populations will have no choice but to migrate to more favorable areas. Melting of the polar ice caps will result in not only a disruption of the global weather patterns, but also in rising sea levels that will engulf coastal regions, forcing the inhabitants to resettle elsewhere. The economic challenges of climate change are equally enormous. Regardless of industry, location, target market, or product, every kind of business will be affected. The initial impacts of climate change are likely to affect sectors of the economy that have strong ties with the environment, such as agriculture, fisheries, healthcare, insurance, and tourism. In turn, these effects will be carried downstream into other sectors, such as transport and retail. As a result, the development in many countries will slow down or may even become negative. In turn, this will create further economic, environmental, and social impacts. Climate change has been recognized as one of the top global threats to competitiveness. A report from British insurers calculated that the risks associated with climate change increase by 5% per year. In some areas, households are unable to insure against damage incurred as a result of climate change due to prohibitively high premiums. The effects of climate change are being experienced globally. However, the poorer countries will suffer more as the wealthier countries have the resources to counteract or postpone any adverse economic, environmental, or social effects. It's ironic, however, that many of the wealthier countries owe their economic development to activities that have disproportionately contributed to climate change. Countries such as the Republic of Palau, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Bangladesh, which have contributed the least, will suffer the most dramatic consequences of climate change. Climate change will increase the occurrence of conflict and war, shortages of critical resources, whether they be food, water, or physical space, will result in conflict. Dr. Carl Friedrich Schleusner of the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research said, "Climate disasters are not directly triggering conflict outbreak, but may enhance the risk of conflict breaking out." Ban Ki-moon has described the war in Darfur as a climate change-driven conflict. Dr. Margaret Chan, World Health Organization Director General from 2006 to 2018, said, "The evidence is overwhelming. Climate change endangers human health. Solutions exist, and we need to act decisively to change this trajectory." Climate change will impact the health of the vulnerable, particularly children, pregnant women, and the aged. In the World Economics Forum's Global Risk Report of 2020, the top five global risks for the next 10 years are all climate-related. Extreme weather, climate action failure, natural disasters, biodiversity loss, man-made environmental disasters. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned that a point of no return on climate change is in sight and hurtling towards us. In the book Drawdown, edited by Paul Hawkins, the most comprehensive plan ever proposed to reverse global warming, he lists the top 20 ways of reversing the climate change crisis. If we analyze this list by group, none of them are trendy, exciting, or cutting edge. 8 are food-related, 5 are energy-related, 4 are land use-related, 2 are related to girls and women, and 1 is materials-related. While changes to the climate are already being felt around the world, organizations must understand how climate change will influence their markets, operations, supply chain, and physical assets. As consumer values and beliefs evolve, they will evaluate products according to a new set of criteria. Organizations that can demonstrate that they can meet these new requirements will have an opportunity to strengthen their brand, increase competitiveness, and market share. Organizations that have already been working towards sustainability will be in a far better position to cope with the future. Many people incorrectly view sustainability as a battle between capitalism and the planet. However, there will be massive opportunities. The demand for sustainable technologies will create new industries and better and more efficient ways of doing things. We can expect the introduction of legislation and regulation, which will, in turn, force industry change, create a demand for sustainable products, and drive investment and innovation. Organizations that respond accordingly will thrive and prosper. However, organizations that are unable to adapt will become monuments to their own complacency and incompetence. This is the leadership crisis that we face today. It doesn't matter what your values and beliefs are towards climate change. It makes no difference what you believe about climate change or how righteous it makes you feel, because they have no relevance to the future whatsoever. However, billions of people will suffer because of your inaction. The 200 animals and plants that become extinct every day will become 400. The 5,860,000 children who starve to death every year will become 10 million, 20 million, or even 30 million because of your inaction. We should care about these people because they have the power to drag the rest of the world down with them. And if you think climate change is about them and us, developed and undeveloped countries, pointing fingers and laying blame, then you live in a world that doesn't exist. Barack Obama said, "We are the first generation to feel the effects of climate change, and the last generation to do something about it." Now scroll down, and let's get the conversation started.